we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. Don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show, when we walk out in the world each day.
Here we are, folks. Welcome back to a beautiful Wednesday night. I am very grateful that you're out there listening to me this evening. Welcome to What We're Talking About. I am your host, Ken Ludwig. And if you haven't heard by now, I am a business coach with an unbelievable system for bringing you from where you are to where you would like to be. And I'm going to tell you right now to have a pen and paper at the end of the show, to have it ready and in your hand. I'm going to make some of you out there an offer that I think you can't refuse. So this evening we're going to have a guest. The guest is a great friend of mine. She will join us after the first break. Her name is Dawn Falby. She is a business coach, a metaphysical practitioner, and a professional muse. Don't you love that one? Just a professional muse. Dawn primarily works with women on helping them gain clarity on their passion. Then she shows them how to take the passion and turn it into a home-based business that is successful financially, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And hopefully what that does is enable them to live the life of their dreams. And if you are doing something that is making you feel successful in all those areas, financially, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, trust me, you are enabled to live the life of your dreams. So Dawn will join us after the first break. As always, the purpose of the show this evening is to raise consciousness. It is to make us all feel a little bit better about what we do, to make us have a look at the reality of what life can be if we just choose a more spiritual approach, if we choose a more positive approach to our existence and put out that affirmative intentionality into the universe so that it is always looking to serve us and bring us our highest and best. I happened to, just as we were coming into the show this evening, as the music was playing, I happened to glance over on my desk here, and there's a question that I have written out, two questions actually. And the question is, what is the larger life calling to you? What is the highest vision of yourself? And that is, I'm thinking, what I'm trying to get across to everyone as you listen into this show. It is, what is that highest vision of yourself, as opposed to sitting in that victimhood, as opposed to always wondering who's in control because it ain't me. It would be more about stepping into that role of victor that we've talked about in the past and always knowing that you're in control and then being able to plot out that highest vision of yourself. I think you're going to hear a little bit about that kind of thing this evening from my guest, Dawn Falby. This would be something that Dawn is very familiar with. She is a great metaphysician and a true believer in the law of attraction and how that all works. She will have some great insights for us and help, I hope, bring some clarity to all the things that we talk about on this show. I'm hoping that you all are all enjoying the show. I'm trying my hardest to put out to you great thought processes for you to conjure, great things for to, just food for thought kind of things to make you think about life in maybe a little bit different fashion. I have welcomed all of your calls. Tonight I don't think we'll have any call-ins just simply because Dawn and I will probably have a pretty involved conversation around the usual subjects, if you will. Not the usual suspects, the usual subjects. So I think we'll just go with that this evening. But I want you to know I appreciate your calls, and I look forward to more and more of them as we continue and to having great conversations with all of the great listeners out there. So far, the response has been tremendous, and I am very, very grateful for that. And as I said, looking forward to more of the same. Friday night, we will not have a guest on Friday night. We will continue with more of our conversation on The Secret and the Law of Attraction. Want you all to remember that we are on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night, 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock Pacific. The music is up. Dawn will join us after the break. We'll talk to you soon.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps.
Well, we're back.
Left and right, it seems.
And I think we're going to cut Barry a little short there this evening because we have a great guest with us, and I want to get right to it. I do want to make mention of the fact that that is my good friend, Barry Ebert, who does our opening music. And that song, as I've said before, will be coming out on a CD in the near future, and you will all get to find out about when that is. So, we have our guest tonight, Dawn Falby, with us. Are you there, Dawn?
I absolutely am. I am ready and waiting.
Outstanding. I knew you would be. I knew you would be. You know, we have, I introduced you as a metaphysical practitioner and also referred to you as a great metaphysician. And I have talked about myself on this show as a metaphysician as well. And our producer, Ken White, mentioned to me last week that there might be a lot of people out there who aren't even sure what metaphysics is, what it means. And it dawned on me that he was probably right, because it's not a word in common usage. It's not something that people hear a lot. They may have heard it a lot on this show, but maybe not anywhere else. So I thought maybe I'd toss it out to you and see what you would say to the folks out there about what exactly is metaphysics.
Well, and that's a great question. And so I, of course, go to wikipedia.org or .com. I think it's .org, actually. Which is a great reference to find a lot of things, to see what they said about it, because I thought if Wikipedia has something about it, then that's probably a great place to go. So I just wanted to read you what it said, because this really does believe, it does move in with my beliefs as well. So metaphysics is a branch of philosophy concerned with explaining the ultimate nature of reality, being, and the world. And I think that Starting back when the scientific revolution first started back in the 1482, there was a differentiation between what the metaphysics was, which was considered part of science, and the way that we see science today. So it's really about talking about what is the nature of reality, what is our place in the universe, what is the nature of objects, events, and places. That's really what it means to me. It's the study of all of those things that we cannot touch, that we not necessarily cannot see, and sometimes we cannot even explain. How's that for a quote?
That's a pretty good definition. It's really, to me, it's really just about the exploration of the realm of ideas, getting clear about everything other than the physical.
Exactly.
The physical is easy. The physical is what all the science is about. The metaphysical is about what is the unseen, as you mentioned earlier. It's, I think, is almost a biblical phrase there, if I can come up with it, about it has to do with faith, and faith is the belief in the unseen. That would be about metaphysics.
Yeah, and this was started such a long time ago. You know, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, they were all metaphysicians. So it really started many, many, many thousands of years ago, and it has continued, but it's morphed in the way that we see it because of how we've come to understand science today. Certainly in Western culture, we have this belief, or we've been taught to believe, if you can't touch it, if you can't prove something, then it's not real. And metaphysics doesn't look at things in those ways. It's about ideas and beliefs. And what you believe, so you are. It's more about your perception. That would be the other thing that I would say. There's a great song by India RE called There's Hope. And in it, she says, it's all about your perception. So you act, so you feel, so you are. And to me, that really sums up metaphysics as well.
Very much so. That's also about the realm of ideas. It's about your beliefs. It's about what you think and how that manifests in your life. That would all be about metaphysics.
And that plays into the law of attraction.
Absolutely. That was my next thought.
No,
that's okay. Two great minds on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
The metaphysician lives and dies really by the law of attraction.
Oh, absolutely.
We know that to be the overarching law of the universe. We know that what we put into it is what we take out of life and our experiences. And it very much is the realm of ideas.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it just takes sometimes people a while to really understand that they're not necessarily, science as we know it today is not necessarily in opposition to metaphysics, and metaphysics is not in opposition to science. They're two different pieces of this universe that we need. You know, without having a cure for polio, there would be people in this day and age that would be struck down by that disease. We need the science that was created. We also need to have those belief systems that we are all energy, and that so we act, so we feel, so we are. So they're not incongruent with each other.
In fact, far from it. They really mesh very nicely together. And where they mesh nicely together, I think, most obviously to me, is in the area of physics, and particularly quantum physics, where that's a science that deals very much in the area of possibilities, as opposed to what you can feel and touch.
And in the past couple of years, you know, certainly with the introduction of The Secret and the movie, you know, What the Bleep, we've certainly seen more people who have PhDs jumping on the bandwagon and saying, we already knew all this. There is a way, a cohesive way to bring this all together. You know, you can be a scientist and have a metaphysical belief, which for me also is part of a spiritual belief, and which is not religious, it's spiritual. And there is a way to join those two together.
I agree with that 100%. I think I have said a couple of times in my life that the quantum physicists are the most spiritual of sciences, because they very much have proved beyond any doubt whatsoever, to them at least, that there must be an overarching intelligence to the universe. And that would be a very, very spiritual statement to make. Whether you call that God or spirit or the universe, whatever term you use to describe it, that is the overarching intelligence of the universe. And those quantum physicists are pretty sure that that's got to be there.
Exactly. You're absolutely right about that.
So, good. I think that's... It's maybe a pretty good explanation or a starting point for people to get a feel for at least what you and I think metaphysics is.
Well, and within the metaphysical practitioner realm, we have people who deal with the spiritual world. We have people who deal with such things as astrology and numerology, and those are actually sciences. Those are not the woo-woo-y stuff that people think they are. You have to actually learn those types of disciplines. So we also have people who are helping others learn about their perceptions, don't use any other tools except the words that they use in talking to people. Coaching, which has become very popular in the past 10 years, definitely to me has a metaphysical base because of the... You're pulling things out of people that they already have inside of them, and you're asking them to gain clarity and more clarification. And that is a very, very spiritual, very metaphysical way of being.
Absolutely. And it also, once again, is all about the realm of ideas, the realm of possibilities, not necessarily what the circumstances are at the moment, but what the circumstances can be. I think that's, to a great extent, that's what coaching is all about. You and I would both get that as coaches.
Absolutely.
So very good. I think that's a pretty good explanation. I think that's a great place to start. I wanted to ask you some questions here.
Okay.
I have a great quote from Alan Cohen. Keeping your commitment to your purpose does not depend on other people keeping theirs.
Mm.
We've talked a lot on this show about staying the course, about sticking with the task until it's completed. What suggestions would you have around staying on your path? While others are expressing their doubts and they're expressing where they think you should be and what you should be doing, how do you go about staying on the course and staying on the path?
Well, I think one of the first things is you have to know what path you're on. You have to get very clear about what your own path is and what other people want your path to be. Unfortunately, because of the way Western society is set up with schools, we come into this world, my belief is, knowing everything that we need to know. And then we get given these people called parents. And then we have these people called teachers. And we are drilled into, you have to believe this, you have to know this, you have to do this. So we get up until about age 18, sometimes a little bit older, even 21, of where we've been drilled into listening to what other people say we ought to do, or if you do X, Y, Z, then this will happen. Whereas inside of us, there can be a piece of us that's saying, I don't want to do that. That doesn't fit with me. That doesn't feel comfortable. But after you've been in this system for 21 years of family and schools and authority figures for 21 years, you've got to take some time to really step back from that and go, okay, that was great information. And what do I truly believe? What am I here for? What is my passion? What do I love doing? What is my path? So it's the opportunity to ask yourself more questions. How do you do that? You have to surround yourself with what we call supportive environments. You know, it's about being with like-minded people. This is why you and I are friends, because we are like-minded people. Finding those people who believe the same things that you believe is very, very important. And one of the ways to keep your commitment, especially when you're getting all the information of, no, don't be a musician, musicians don't make any money, you'll never be famous, only 1% are ever famous. When you're hearing this from people who have their own agendas and have their own belief systems, you have to really have the strength within yourself to step back and say, you know what, that may be their belief system, and I'm going to put their belief system aside, and I'm going to focus on what my belief system is. And I think the only way that you can do that is to build supportive environments.
Wow. quite a set of statements there. I love that, and I want to pick up on that when we come back. The music is up. We're going to break. We'll be back shortly talking more with Don Falby. This is Ken Ludwig on What We're Thinking About.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams.
All right, we're back again.
We reach another low.
Welcome back to What We're Thinking. With every new election, we reach another low. I love that line in that song. I love that song. I hope you're loving it, too. We're back with my friend and guest, Don Falby, talking about spiritual ways to lead a better life, to be more tuned in to your own existence and how it all works and how you can bring the things that you desire into your experience. Don, you mentioned in that just before the break there, you started out what you were talking about, believing that we all come into this world knowing everything we need to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you went on to talk about then all these people come into our lives. And I have always referred to that as it's the great unlearning.
Yeah.
We come into the world absolutely prepared as spiritual beings to take on this human experience. And then we are pounded into unlearning who we really are. And we wind up stranded out there. That's so. And you run into it as a coach. I run into it as a coach. people who are really questioning, is there anything else? Is there more to life? What else is there? And the problem they run into is they have the questions and no real idea of where to turn for an answer and no toolbox within to get there.
Exactly. And I think that one of the first questions that people need to ask themselves is they need to get clear on their values. What do they truly value? Not what does their mother or their Aunt Edna or that great school teacher that they had, not what they value, but what do you value? What is most important to you? When you gain clarity about what is important to yourself, the universe will start to send you experiences, supportive environments, people, places, situations, things that are going to continue to support those values. So, for example, if your number one value happens to be freedom, that happens to be mine. As soon as I discovered this 17 years ago, that my number one value was freedom, I was fired from my last full-time job that I ever held. That fits perfectly into my number one value of freedom, because if I work for somebody else, I do not have freedom to come and go as I please. I do not have freedom to talk to people when I please. I do not have freedom to go grocery shopping when I please. So it was a blessing in disguise, and it also supported my number one value of freedom.
Absolutely. That's kind of that's a law of attraction thing at work right then and there.
Exactly.
When you place that out into the universe, and the universe is glad to answer. I love the thought process. For a friend of mine espoused a theory about this, and I've expanded on it as time has gone by, that who we are and who we become is a product of what we listen to, what we watch, the people we hang out with. Are they uplifting people, or are they people who depress us all the time and steal our dreams? The people you choose to be mentored by and the coaches you choose to have in your life. And I think that's where people wind up finally getting into a space where they can change their existence, is when they make the decision around trying to make all of these different aspects positive, as opposed to just going with the flow, as opposed to listening to negative people, listening to the negative voices in their head, as opposed to watching all the news reports on TV and reading the newspaper. I am very clear that a lot of people fast to get healthy. If you want to fast on something, fast from the media for a while.
Exactly.
And that'll help you get healthy, because it'll start with cleaning out your head, which is where most of the crap is anyway.
And I love what you say about making the decision, because that really, before we make changes, there has to be an internal process that goes on. People worry about, well, how am I going to do that? And they start getting into, I need to take action, I need to take action. And a lot of times the first thing we have to do is we have to recognize that we are surrounded by negative influences. We would like to be surrounded by more positive influences, and we have to make that decision. Then we have to, once we've made that decision, which is still an internal, we then have to believe that we are worthy. We have to have a belief that we can have a different life, that we deserve a different life. So it's kind of like a 1-2 punch, and I think that the thing that holds people back is that they want to skip to, oh, I'm going to quit my job, or I'm going to give up going to Aunt Edna's. And that's not necessarily the action to take, because you're not clear. So it's making the decision, having a belief. Those two things will help you really gain clarity about yourself and who you are and where you truly want to go. And don't share it with Aunt Edna. And I'm sorry if anybody out there has an Aunt Edna that I'm bashing right now, because I don't mean, I'm just picking that name. It's gaining clarity and sharing that clarity with those mentors, coaches, those people that you look up to, those people that have a similar belief system as you.
And those people that you have chosen to be a part of your life. Because so often we wind up in just going along with the flow of the negative people in our lives, and more often than not, the biggest offenders are our family members, our Aunt Edna's, and so forth.
Exactly.
And when we choose other people, then we have a whole different outlook. It's kind of like our chosen family.
Mm-hmm.
The music.
The music is up again. We will continue this conversation with the brilliant Dawn Falby as soon as we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Scarcity is not enough to go around.
I feel guilty tonight.
Folks thinking we can all be fed.
I keep cutting my friend Barry off early there, but I'm having a great conversation with my guest, Dawn Falby, and I want to get back to it. And I wanted to just change a little bit here, just maybe move on a little bit. Dawn, I know that you talk a lot about worrying about the how. Give us some advice on avoiding the self-sabotage of getting stuck in that question, how am I going to get there?
Well, the problem with the how am I going to get there is that where is there? People don't even know where the there is that they're trying to get to. So how can you spend time worrying? It's like saying, I want to go away on a vacation. Oh, my goodness, how am I going to get there when you haven't decided whether you're going to Florida or California? You can't make a decision about how you're going to get to Florida or California until you make the decision that one of those is the places that you're going to. So, and this is another westernized cultural belief of having to hurry with things, having to really know everything, know all the answers to everything, when it's really a process. You know, you've made a decision that you're really going to be around people that support you and that can help you gain clarity. You have a belief in yourself that you deserve it and that you deserve to really live the kind of life that you want. And then you really have to sit down and get clear about what that looks like. So when it comes to, when I hear people talking about, well, how am I going to get where I'm going? And I always ask them, well, where are you going? Oh, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, until you have clarity and can actually sit down and write about where it is that you truly would like to be in your life, in all aspects of your life, whether that's health or finances or your career or if you want to start your own business, your relationships, until you have clarity around that, the how am I going to get there is going to continue to sabotage you in anything that you do. So it's very important that we take it slowly. We ask ourselves lots of questions, and when we hear ourselves saying the how am I going to get there, that's your red flag. That's the, oh, I need to back up, because if I was going, if I was ready for the how I'm going to get there, I'd know where it is that I want to go.
Don't you think that the how is part of that little committee that you talk about?
Oh, yeah.
We can't use the wording that you use, but the itty bitty blank committee.
The itty bitty S committee, yes.
There you go. Isn't that how piece part of those voices?
Yeah. And I think that comes back to the clarity. When we get clear about the voices that we hear in our head, and they're not usually from us, because like I said at the beginning, I truly believe that we come in here knowing exactly what it is we need and where we're going. So we may hear, let's use Uncle Mike instead this time, instead of Aunt Edna. So maybe we've heard Uncle Mike complaining to Aunt Edna about them never having any money. Maybe that had nothing to do with us, but we've been in the room several times when they've been talking about it. We start to take on that belief that, oh my goodness, I'll never have any money until I do X, Y, Z. So we have to identify where we've heard this so that we can give it back to them, and give it back to them with love. I'm not talking about going up to Uncle Mike and saying something nasty to him about, it's all your fault because I heard you say money was a, you have to work before you can do what it is you love. It's about just recognizing at first where you've heard that stuff. Maybe your sister had a problem with a boyfriend and your father was saying, oh, all men are after one thing. And so as a woman, you believe, well, I guess all my relationships are going to be that way. People are out to get me. Men just want to use me. You start to identify where you've heard that so that you can very gently get clear about that it's not your belief. And it's separating your belief from what you've been told, what you've learned. And I think that's a huge piece that we need to really work on within ourselves. And again, it's around that word of gaining clarity.
So often those beliefs that we have become our core beliefs. Those are the beliefs on which we base all of our attitudes, all of our decision-making processes, and they just become, I refer to it these days as the default thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It is the place that you go when you're unsure, or the place you go when you don't want to take responsibility, when you've decided that you will just let everybody else be in control. You fall into that default thinking and you wind up stuck in the other person's beliefs, in your family's beliefs, in your teacher's beliefs, none of which really are who you are, but it becomes a comfort zone. It becomes a place where you feel that you could just kind of cozy in and let the world go on around you.
And victimhood, as you've said to me, what I'm hearing you say is victimhood again. It's we take that mantle and we become victims when we choose to live that way. And it's a choice. It's absolutely a choice because we don't have to live that way. We choose to live in the victimhood.
It's all a choice, and I say that over and over and over again on this show, that from the moment you get up in the morning until you go to bed at night, every waking minute of every single day, you are at choice. And the choice is really, it almost comes down to just two words. You can choose to be the victim or you can choose to be the victor.
Mm.
And that, to me, that applies to so many different circumstances, because what I was describing was basically just, again, what I consider the default thinking. It's our comfort level, and we just go there when we don't want to take responsibility, and you immediately picked up on that as victimhood. And I
exactly.
think it's absolutely a choice that people make And it's an unconscious choice. And that leads into a law of attraction piece where the absolute most powerful attracting force in your universe is your subconscious. And if your default thinking is subconscious, those are the kinds of negative experiences you're going to attract into your life.
Exactly. And some of the ways that we can really get clear about this is setting boundaries with people. When we start to hear somebody say something that we hear negative, a simple boundary is to turn around and walk away. It's like with dogs, when you're training dogs and you don't want them to jump up at you anymore, you turn around, they stop jumping. So setting boundaries with people, whether they're verbal, whether they're mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, it's learning about how to do that. Because otherwise you are tolerating and putting up with other people's behaviors, and they're having an impact on your being, and then your being goes into victimhood. I'll never get out of this. I'll never be able to change. It's Uncle Mike's fault. It goes straight back into that victimhood that you talk about, instead of being the victor, which we can easily have. And again, we don't have to be rude to people to do this. This is just purely about taking care of yourself. When you're in an airplane, the first thing that they say is, put the oxygen mask on yourself, and then put the oxygen mask on your children. And we have to do that with ourselves. We have to help ourselves first. We have to gain clarity ourselves before we can help other people. We're so busy taking care of everybody else, we forget about ourselves, and we go back into victimhood.
Very true. The quality of your ability to help other people is directly proportional to the quality of your ability to put yourself first and take care of yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if there's no self-care involved, if you are not at the top of the priorities list, all the rest of it really doesn't matter.
And, you know, some people I've heard say, well, that's selfish. Well, it's self-care, not selfish. You know, selfish is taking the last piece of pizza when you know the other person is very hungry. That one might be selfish. But it's self-care if you're hungry too and the other person doesn't speak up and say, I'd like that piece of pizza. Maybe we could share it.
Well, you talk about the Western psychology and the Westernization of thought. That would be a huge one right there. That's an enormous piece. It's a particularly enormous piece in the lives of women and parents in general, is that they have a very hard time putting themselves at the top of the priority list. And if you can't take care of yourself, how can you be expected to take care of anyone or anything else in your life? You absolutely must. I believe this is a must for everyone on the planet. You must have a system of self-care, a practice of self-care. And for everybody, I think that takes a different form. Little things like eating breakfast every morning is kind of a general great self-care practice.
Absolutely.
There's all kinds of things that fall into that category, and I think it looks different for everybody.
And that's why you have to do the work. We have to do the work on ourselves. And this is not about therapy. You know, the therapy is about looking at your past with a professional and sitting down and hashing out why you felt a certain way. We're talking about taking a look at where you're at right now and what can you do to get where you would really like to be in all aspects of your life. And that is self-care. That's a huge piece of self-care. It's very important for me. I have children, to have quiet time in the morning. My children are not allowed out of their rooms prior to 7:30. I need that quiet time for meditation, for thinking about my day. Is that being selfish to my children? How is it hurting them to stay in their bedrooms until 7:30 in the morning and have some peaceful time on their own? I've noticed since I instituted that many years ago that they seem to be more able to deal with the world for the rest of the day when they've had that quiet time alone, when they've thought about what they want to do with their day.
Wouldn't be a bad time in their young lives to teach them a little bit about going into some kind of simple meditative state.
Exactly.
So that they could start their day in meditation, in quiet time, and settling the mind and being prepared to take on the stresses of the day. There's no coincidence with the fact that the vast majority of heart attacks happen early in the morning,
when people get out of bed and immediately hit the ground running, that's when the vast majority of heart attacks occur. If everyone were to start their day in quietness, in meditation, maybe even in prayer, they would have an entirely different outlook on life as they started their day.
And most people don't do that. It's they feet hit the ground, and it's what am I going to do today, and how am I going to get there? And it's the list of things that need to get done rather than taking that time to just sit there and see what else comes up. Because what I've found about while doing meditation is other ideas will pop into my head, other thoughts pop into my head and pop out of my head. And it really sets me up for having a much more peaceful day when I can do that, when I can relax first thing in the morning. That was the reason that I instituted it, because I found that I was getting on the treadmill. And it's easy to do in the culture that we live in, is to get on that treadmill of just go, 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 go. And when we step back, I found that I could get rid of some of that go, go, go. Not everything had to be done that minute. Didn't have to have the answer for everything right in that moment. Just allow myself to be. Which is what we are human beings, not human doings. So we're here to just be, and that is not something that we're taught. It'd be lovely if in schools the first thing that they did in the morning was to have an hour of meditation and yoga. Some schools, I'm sure there are schools in the world that do that. Not any that I know of in the United States or in my vicinity. So we have to be able to do that for ourselves so that we can teach that to the next generation.
I think that's monumentally important. So it's one of my goals in life is to set up a program to teach meditation to kids and to try and move that into the public schools. Unfortunately, so too often in this country, people associate meditation and yoga with cult-like things and anti-Christian things, which kind of puts them aside and people look at them askance. But the truth is, those are tremendous relaxation processes. They are tremendous stress relievers. They are tremendous ways to realign both the mind and the body. And it would be an incredible way to get our children started on the right path into their lives without worrying about the go, 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 the stress, stress, stress of getting everything done. I have a good friend who was getting ready to do a seminar this past weekend. And the seminar was going to be very much about learning to live a less stressful life. And he was running around the house like a madman, trying to get a bunch of stuff done before he went to this seminar. And his four-year-old daughter walked up to him and said, "Daddy, you're never going to get it all done."
I think that's a great example.
I think it's a great story because you've heard the old joke that nobody ever dies with their inbox empty.
And I love that one. That is something that I heard from one of my first coaches, Michael Charest, and he would talk about that because I was always worried about my in bin. There was too many things in my in bin. And then I had the conversation and the realization that one day I'm going to die because we're all going to die. And unless somebody comes up with some cure for dying before I die, the day I die, there's going to be stuff in the mailbox. There's going to be stuff in my in bin. There's going to be telephone calls that I'm going to need to return that are never going to happen because I'm going to be gone.
So they're going to be
they're still going to be there.
There's going to be bills to pay. The mortgage payment, there's going to be taxes due, there's going to be all these things. I don't know when I came to the realization, it was very recently, it was in the last few years, that I came to the realization that who cares? Because the people who have died in my life left all kinds of messes behind them that all of us who survived straightened up, cleaned up, made do, made it work, figured it out somehow, some way. So I am not, so my corporeal existence on this planet is not so totally freaking important that when I die, it's all going to come to a screeching halt. People are going to figure out the mess that I left behind, no matter how full my in bin is.
Yeah. And I think that's a good message when you're thinking about your list of things that you're doing in a day. When people get up and they start the go, 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 you know, the same with that list. If you didn't pick up the dry cleaning today and died, it'll get donated, somebody will pick it up, it'll be done, you know, and it will not be something that you have to do. So take some time and relax.
Yes, and recognize that quiet time is way more important than that rush trip to the dry cleaners to pick up the clothes.
Exactly.
You know, we've only got a couple minutes left here before the final break, and before we end, I wanted you to ask you to maybe just give us a couple of words on my favorite piece of living a fulfilled life, and that is gratitude.
Wow. Well, sometimes it's difficult to be grateful when things around us seem to be falling apart, and we can only be grateful for it when that is over with. Gratitude is just so important in every moment. To be grateful for exactly where you are at right now. There is no coincidence. There is an absolute reason why we are exactly where we are in our being, in our thought, in our word, in our deed. And to honor that, to really just honor that and be grateful for everything that you have right now. There are things that we want. And let's be grateful for what we have, because when we're grateful for what we have, we bring more into our life. That might be more love, more joy, more money, bigger houses. If that's what you want, that's great. More great relationships. But really stay in that moment of, wow, look what I'm experiencing right now. What can I learn from this? Isn't this a wonderful life? Isn't this a wonderful experience that I'm having? So staying in that now is very, very important.
That's brilliant. And there's the music. What timing? Did you know that was coming?
Ah, I must be psychic.
I guess. I am. One of the things I am grateful for is that you joined us this evening on my show. I am so thankful for you, and I am absolutely clear we will have you back on because you are brilliant. I love talking to you. You're a great metaphysician, and you shed a lot of light on a lot of subjects. Thank you for being with us, and I'll talk to you briefly after the break, folks. Thanks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers.
There is no privacy.
Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. Yep. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number.
Point,
with Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments,
life,
seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
No door closes. No door closes without
that coffee. Smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Well, there's some food.
I'm thinking scarcity. It's not enough to go around.
I'm not thinking scarcity. I'm not thinking scarcity at all. There is no scarcity. It's an abundant universe, and we are all part of that abundance if we just choose to tap into it. I hope you have your pen and your paper handy. I want you to write down this email address. The email address is endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That is endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That is my email address. And here's what I'm going to present to you folks for a few people out there who are really, truly serious about changing their lives, who would like to move their business enterprise forward. I'm talking to you solopreneurs and to the entrepreneurs owning micro businesses, 5 employees or less. You folks that really are wondering what you've got to do to kickstart your business and move it forward. I have an answer for you, and I'm going to present it to you right now. I have told you before that I have a proven, comprehensive, step-by-step system to lead the motivated entrepreneur from where you are to where you want to be, to success. And I can virtually guarantee your success if you're motivated and follow my lead. Here is my offer. For the next hour, everyone who emails me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, I will offer a free complimentary coaching session so that you can find out if coaching is something that will help you, if you can find out if I'm someone you feel comfortable being coached by, and I'll find out if you're even someone I can coach and if I think you're coachable and trainable. But that's an offer that I'm going to make, and again, only for the next hour, everyone who emails me at Endless Possibility, I will offer you a free coaching session. Now write this down. This is important. I need from you your name, your email address, your phone number, the best 3 times to call you over the next 48 hours, and what time zone you're in. I'm going to repeat that. Your name, your email address, your phone number, including area code. 3 times to call you, 3 of the 3 best times to reach you over the next 48 hours. That's between now and Friday. And very important, what time zone are you in? Eastern time zone, Central, Mountain, or Pacific? Okay, and email that information to endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, and I will offer you a complimentary coaching session, just like a real coaching session, where you can discover if this is something that will help you move your business forward. I'm looking forward to hearing from you because I think this will be a great opportunity for some of you out there. And it is really about, if you're just interested in finding out what coaching is about, do me a favor. Save my breath, save yours. This is for the motivated solopreneur and entrepreneur who is looking for that spark, that key to move your business forward. I want to once again thank my incredible guest, Dawn Falby, and we will have her on again. I want to thank my producer, Ken White, who is just an amazing guy who keeps me on target. Most of you who have been listening to this show know that I am very new at this. This guy keeps me on time, on target, and knowing what the heck I'm doing. Friday, we will get back to talking about The Secret and the Law of Attraction. We'll have people calling in again, and we will continue that conversation and move farther and deeper into applying The Secret in our lives, learning to use that Law of Attraction to our benefit, to gain the things we want in life and in our business life. I can hear the music faintly in the background. That's my friend, Barry Ebert. Barry Ebert is an incredible musician, and his CD will be coming out soon with this song and many other great uplifting spiritual songs. I look forward to letting you know when that's available. Thank you for listening to What We're Talking About. This is Ken Ludwig. I look forward to hearing you here on Friday night. Have a magnificent evening.
We're feeling all alone, and we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day, and if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives.